can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for July 6, 2022, episode number 16. Curry and the Keeper. Oh, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. I always dig you doing that air guitar.
Because I do it so well. Because I have so much practice.
You about jump out of your seat.
Yeah, this is how I get into the mood. It's like, oh, yeah, finally, Curry and the Keeper.
Hey,
I've been waiting 2 weeks for this.
I know. I just want to say hello to all the cork soakers.
Hey, cork soakers.
Hey, cork soakers.
It's hard to do that when it doesn't quite roll off the tongue yet.
No,
you know
it
what
doesn't.
I'm saying? It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
I have to be very deliberate in my... in my words, because who knows what could come out. But
exactly.
I do like that. I do like our listeners called cork soakers.
It seems to have uptake. You know, people seem to like it. Like, yeah. Oh, okay, cork soakers. Yeah, it's good. And several people, of course, had seen the skit, you know, originally years ago or whatever.
On SNL, yeah.
Brought up some good memories. Hey, let's... Yeah.
What are we drinking?
I don't know. Let's toast, as we always do.
Okay.
You ask me, what are we drinking? And I always say, we're going to drink first,
okay.
And then we'll tell the people.
Cheers, baby.
Cheers.
All right. Here's to episode 16.
16. Sweet 16. Here we go.
Ooh. Oh, that's full body.
Oh, yeah.
That's an Italian wine.
That's the Lizzo of wines right there. This is this was selected for us by, I believe this is Dylan from Vaudeville?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is Tolosa Vino Nobile di Montepulciano.
Nice Italian, babe.
Yeah, isn't that good? Denominazione di origine.
A goodie.
A goodie. 2012. I don't know. Let me see. It just says 2012, red wine. Okay, got it. It's, I don't know. So why don't we know anything about this? Oh, 14% alcohol is rather high.
Ooh. I'm going to get sloshed tonight.
What do you think? Oh, what's this?
I think it needs to open up a bit, but I like
it. Well, it's been opening up. I'm not so sure. It's been opening up for a bit there in the decanter.
Well.
Let me see.
Our official taste tester here.
I got to get used to it.
Okay. It is. It's very full-bodied. Very, very.
Yes.
And coming off of a martini that you had earlier. Yeah.
Hey, come on now. It's this is Wednesday. Yeah. Let's be honest about it. We go to this fantastic place called Martini's,
yes,
in Fredericksburg, which is a martini oyster bar, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who's the manager?
Her name's Elizabeth.
I threatened we would talk about her.
Yeah.
So she manages the place. We always sit at the bar.
We love the vibe because usually they have live music and it's a Frank Sinatra crooner.
It's a Mexican guy singing Frank Sinatra, like American songbook stuff.
Yeah. And it's a cool vibe. It's a little place. There's probably 10 tables.
I wrote down his number somewhere. I'm like, this is a guy I'm going to want to call one day for some kind of.
I don't even remember his name. So are you looking it up now?
Yeah. Because I think if I remember correctly.
He wasn't there tonight though.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what days he comes on.
But if you come to Fredericksburg, you definitely have to check out Martini's. They have all kinds of martinis, not just dirty martini. They have, you name it, espresso, cucumber.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And then since Christmas last year, they put on the menu the mussel and clam pot.
Soup.
It's
butter soup.
It's basically a stick of butter, some kind of cream product, mussels, clams, and then garlic bread. And you just want to, like the guy
said.
The
waiter said, he wants to bathe in it.
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable. And it's fulfilling. You're like, oh, man, okay.
Butter stuck in certain places.
My goodness. Anyway, none of that is important.
Oh, okay.
Because this is a very exciting time of the year. This is the time of year. It happens pretty much every year.
Oh.
And there's a lot of excitement here at the Hill Country Compound. because it is that time once again. It is almost the Keeper's birthday.
Oh, yes.
And time stands still. I want you to know, everybody, that when this event is coming up, we are all alerted weeks in advance with little hints like, you better make sure all the girls send me a card. I want it through the mail for my big 60.
Yes, I'm going to be 60 this year.
Which is
crazy. I can't.
It's crazy to look at you.
Well,
it's,
I'm not embarrassed by it anymore. I'm proud of it because I feel like
first of all, you look so fantastic.
Well, you're my husband. You're supposed to say that. And all know your eyes are going.
My eyes are going. My teeth are going. My ears are going.
So, but no, I'm proud. I feel like I don't feel any older than 40.
Babe, I had to go through two wives to get to you. I mean, there's a reason. It's not just because of your money, obviously. Oh. It's the whole package. The whole package is good. It's really dynamite. So the way this
works,
package. Because Tina has birthday trauma, and you can divulge whatever you want to. This is not my story to tell.
Birthdays were not very, they were not very strong when I was a child, but in my previous relationships, they weren't really as, they weren't celebrated at the level that I liked them to be celebrated.
As a kid, were birthdays a big deal in your house?
I think we got a cake. That was it. You know, wasn't anything like, I don't know why birthdays are so important to me.
Can you tell, let's explore.
Let's
explore what's going on.
Okay. Lay down.
Can you remember a great birthday from your youth, from the past? Something that really, that you love, that made it great?
I had a 16th birthday party in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And I wanted my mom to buy beer for all of my friends.
And did she?
She did. And we made sloppy joes. I had a bunch of friends in the backyard. So that was fun.
Oh, that's cool.
And I would have to say it wasn't probably until I met you that my birthday started becoming really celebratory.
Well, and my the culture that I grew up in the Netherlands is the birthday. I mean, this is, I don't know if it's still that way. I think it must still to a certain degree. The first thing you do is when you hear it's someone's, you know, like someone's birthday, you also congratulate their family members, like congratulations with your brother. Oh, congratulations with your son. Oh, congratulate. So you end up congratulations with your colleague at work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, wow, that's so great. Mm-hmm. It was so celebrated. It must be the birthday boy or girl gets a chair that's decorated.
Oh,
balloons.
I want that. It's my birthday weekend.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, they don't do that. It's one day. And then evening, then all of the family comes to the birthday house. And they sit in a big circle. It's always the same people in the same circle, typically in the same spot. We all have coffee. We may have a second cup of coffee. We have some cake. And then we tell the same fucking stories that everyone's always told. And it goes around the circle. But it's cool, you know. And then, of course, sometimes, you know, someone gets a little too drunk or, you know.
On coffee?
No, because after the coffee is when the liqueur comes out and other stuff happens. Yeah. But that's a typical Dutch birthday.
Okay.
And it's always, and let me see. Yeah. Gifts, obviously.
Yeah.
So, you're not, you know, we've been together for a while now. You like kind of some certainty with your gifts. It's like, here's the list of shit that you will buy for me. No,
well,
you didn't. Yes.
Okay.
I've made some boo-boos, but, there was not so much a list. It's like, here it is. This.
I there's nothing that I really want.
I
mean, I don't need anything. I feel incredibly blessed, but I just wanted to say the reason I asked Adam, I'm like, you make sure that my daughters send me a birthday card because I don't need anything. I don't want anything, but my love language is words of affirmation.
And it has to be through the U.S. Postal system, preferably with a stamp that you licked yourself.
And I love getting cards. I love people writing things to me. I just do. I love that. And so, that was the intent behind that.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
And so, of course, now in the past, I've done cool things for your birthday.
I know.
And, you know, this birthday, you were very clear for months. I don't want to party. I want to do anything. I'm 60. I want to do this.
I sound just like that.
Yeah, kind of. And so meanwhile, your sister, Lisa, she's calling me. She's texting me. She's like, what are you doing? What are you doing for Tina's birthday? Well, she doesn't want anything. Right. Okay. You think that's going to work? You think that's going to happen? I said, I'm very confused now because, yeah, Tina really doesn't want anything big. She's going to come in.
She's coming tomorrow.
And then, we did get the beautiful dinner. What's it called? The kitchen? What's it called?
Well, back up. So Friday, we're going to get matching tattoos, and I'm going to get a ring
tattoo.
Yeah,
it's you and your sister.
Me and my sister. Yeah. Then Saturday, we're going to the kitchen, which is in Fredericksburg up on a hill. So we're going there for dinner.
Right. And then, of course, you've planned all this yourself. But then you literally will say, I'm just planning it all myself. And so I'm like, wait a minute. Was I supposed to? I was told not to plan anything. Now I hear, I'm just planning it myself. I'm like, what did I screw up?
I had to say,
did I do something wrong? Am I doing the right thing here? I thought I did what you wanted.
No, you did. You did exactly what I wanted. But then I was like, well, we got to do something on my birthday. So, which is actually Monday. It's 7-Eleven Slurpee Day. So first thing, we're going to go to 7-Eleven to get my free
Slurpee. There's no 7-Eleven around here. There's no 7-Eleven.
I wouldn't drink that crap anyway. No. And then I was like, let's go to a winery. Why not? Let's go to a winery.
I like the idea.
It started out me and Lisa, and then now it's 10 people. I invited people that I want to be around that are fun. Good. And so, yes. So I have some really nice new friends and old friends that are coming. So
it's going to be good.
It'll be good. It'll be very low key. Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about this, this particular birthday, this being the big 6-0? Is this the number matter at this point?
You know, my friend Christy had a really...
Is Christy coming?
Yes, Christy's coming. And she, I was telling her about it and how, you know, I was having a hard time. And she said, she was so complimentary, like you are, and said, you know,
she must be blind as well. Then it's interesting. It's contaminating. It's a catchy, contagious and here so in Fred.
I mean, her words are exactly what I needed. And I know you tell me that all the time, but maybe I needed to hear it from another woman. But her words were just celebrate it, you know, just be present to it and celebrate it. And I'm like, you know what? Hell yeah. I take really good care of myself. I have a beautiful life, an amazing husband, beautiful daughters, lovely sisters, a group of friends that are amazing. Yeah, I'm going into it like
good,
full throttle. Good. So,
yeah. And I just would like to say on behalf of all men and those who identify as men, we've got to come to a place where when your husband says you're beautiful, that you can't just reply, yeah, but you're my husband. You're supposed to say that. Because, you know.
You're right.
Is it, I mean, it's, but just from a broad perspective, I think that there is obviously, you know, you're not going to break down the person you love. But if someone says that, it's nice to just take it and just recognize it. I think all men would like that. And all men, I'm sure in lots of cases, we're like, she's looking pretty harsh today. But baby, you're my queen. Because you are. It's all facets. So, you know, but at that moment, the man just needs to not be pushed away.
Yeah. Okay, baby. I'll embrace you right after the show's over. Yeah.
And I'm honest because I'll say, no, babe, you look tired.
You'll be like, take that off.
Did not look good on you. Take that thing off. I hate those pants.
No. So, yeah, I'm just going. I'm so looking forward to my sister. Showing up. And it'll be a good weekend. We're going to have a good weekend.
So you're going to Austin for these tattoos?
Yeah, we're getting matching tattoos.
What are you getting? Is this
they're little avocados, and then I'm getting
avocados.
And then one with a pit and one without a pit.
So who gets the pit side?
I get the pit.
Have you already Lisa know that she's getting the hole?
Yes, because she said, which one do you want? I'm like, well, since it's my birthday, I get the pit. And then I'm getting a ring tattoo. I'm getting a tattoo down my finger. So
You're starting your sleeve, basically. Yeah. You're well underway.
Just in my hands.
I'm still virgin.
I know.
One of these days.
Yeah.
I should just get something like rip across dotted line or open here. Maybe that's something I should just adopt, you know, dashes. Open here.
There you go. But so now I'm going into 60. I started jump roping.
This was crazy.
Yes. So it's part of this. I do this workout app and she has a jump rope. So I bought our jump rope series. And so I bought it. Man, that is hard. Jump roping is not easy.
I used to be pretty good at it. I could do double Dutch, believe it or not. I could do that.
Can you do it singly, like fast?
One point I could probably, you know, I could do the crossing and all of that. And
really?
Double Dutch. See, the Dutch thing is because the Dutch jump roped a lot. I grew up in a jump roping country.
Yeah, no, but
for some reason,
but with this,
what do you mean, like do two circles while you're up in the air, or two or three?
Well, she's like, you know, do jumping jacks while you're jumping, and leg, one foot, and then one foot in the front, one foot in the back, like twist. Yeah. And I'm like, I can barely just jump rope. Yeah. Like,
I'm sure I could do it. I just choose not to.
But one day, I was asking him, "You want to work out with me?" Yeah, no,
I don't think so. So the studio is located next to Tina's
workout room.
It's, you know, it's basically two bedrooms, except this bedroom is now a studio and your bedroom is now a workout room.
Right.
And so I'm in the studio and I think I was getting ready for a show or something. Was it a Sunday or Thursday? I don't remember what it was. Yeah. And all of a sudden I stand up, I take my headphones off and I hear this electric crackling. I'm like, oh shit. first thing I do is reach in my pocket, my vape, you know, like something, or a lighter is going click, 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 something, you know, like you're lighting the gas. I'm like, what the hell is that? Or there's a wire shorting out now. You know, I've got a new gear in the studio. I'm like, trying to, do I smell anything burning?
You pull up your shoe, you put your shoe.
I literally,
and it was. It takes a shoe to smell his
I
shoe.
I did.
And like, what do you think your shoe was doing?
Well, because I moved my foot on the carpet and tick, 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 tick. I'm like, oh shit, so is something under my shoe? I'm opening the closet. I'm like, what the hell is this? And then all of a sudden it dawns on me. This is some weird ricochet sound of your rope on the cement floor that's going underneath the wall here. And that made that ticking sound. And I laughed my ass off after I figured it out. But I was a little panicked. I mean, it sounded just like an igniter.
I think of the guy in Get Smart. Remember Get Smart where he had the phone in his shoe?
Maxwell Smart. Yes.
He had the phone in his shoe?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think of you like your shoe.
That was exciting. That was the highlight of my week, everybody.
Darn, yes. Yeah. Listening to your shoe, for sure.
We did have a sad moment. You weren't here.
Oh, man.
This was pretty interesting how attuned we are to each other. So I pick you up because your car is in the shop, which is, you know, if you want to rant about that for 3 weeks now, your car for a minor fender bender repair.
Yes. 3 weeks. No communication. I had to anyway, that's
which has just driven you up the wall.
Pisses me off.
So of course I'm delighted because I piled Phoebe into the car and we drive you every morning, you know, all 5 minutes like, hey, I'm going to take mom to work.
Phoebe's all excited.
She's all drooling and shit. And so it was great. But I also pick you up and I had a busy day and then something happened here. And so I didn't text you like I normally do, you know, when I think of you.
Yeah.
I don't set an alarm or anything.
Yeah. Occasionally but when I think of you, I love you out of the blue.
Yeah. And that is all.
Yeah.
I love you. That is all.
Yeah.
And
eggplant emoji,
eggplant peach, raindrops, cupcake. I pick Tina up. She gets in the car. She's already got this face. Hi. I say, hi. She says, I didn't hear from you.
I said, I didn't hear from you all day.
I didn't hear from you all day.
What were you doing?
By the way, when you don't hear from me all day, do you realize I didn't hear from you all day?
Oh, this is true. Yeah.
Like, wow, if you don't hear from me, isn't the first thing you think he's choked and he's laying?
That's what I think. I'm like, oh my God, I wonder if he's alive in the studio.
Because you used to just text me and check. Now it's like, oh, okay, he's just, didn't text me. And I was like, oh no, I was busy. But of course, I eventually had to let it out.
Yeah, we got into the house and I wasn't going to tell you this, but.
I wanted to keep it for the show. That's how sick really? I am. I wanted to keep it for the show. On one day, two things happened. So the first thing I did not tell you about is I'm in the shower. I'm taking you to work. I'm in the shower. I'm like, la-di-da. I turn on the shower and I see a fucking scorpion is walking in the shower.
Oh my God.
Right past my feet and is going out of the shower. It's an open shower. Towards my towels on the ground and towards the mat. He was not drugged yet. The product had not gotten to him.
Oh no.
And so it was like one, and I'm just like, oh shit, man. And I'm naked. And so.
Well, yeah, of course you're in the shower. Hello.
Not always. You don't know what happens when you're gone.
God.
And so I grabbed my slipper like, bam.
Oh man.
Nailed him. And it was quick for him.
Was it a normal size scorpion?
It was a fully functioning scorpion.
Well, that was like the one that I found here.
Yeah, but it was in the shower.
Oh my God.
And so I was definitely going to time this story, like not something you want to hear at the wrong moment. I believe women need to hear certain things at certain times.
Now I'm going to be looking. Yeah. I'm looking everywhere.
Right.
Good thing you noticed it. It could have bitten your foot.
Yeah. So the dead cat in the pool, which was the second thing that happened on this beautiful day, you know, I wasn't getting like, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to text you, dead cat in the pool. But it took me a little bit. First, I'm like, I'm looking, and it's a black, and you know, black, white feet. It's just in the deep end, kind of half suspended. Mm. Yeah, I mean,
I come in the door and he goes, I wasn't going to tell you, but I'm like, well, you can't.
What I said is, okay, since you're questioning why I didn't text you or anything.
That's right.
This is why, because I got so busy with this. And then, of course, I immediately had to shock the pool had to backwash, you know, had to put the Polaris thing in. You know, we can't be swimming in cat water.
I just felt so bad for the cat.
I know, me too.
I don't know when he fell in the pool.
Yeah, it must have been at night. And then I had to fish him out.
More. Oh, yeah. Didn't he weigh like 50 pounds?
Really heavy. Really. And, you know, I got him on the net.
I know.
It's like, please let this net be strong enough.
Did you show it to Phoebe?
No. Oh, no yeah. way. No way. But, you know, I took it way out yonder and deposited it. And the next day, Phoebe was like, oh, what are those birds doing?
I'm
like,
vultures.
Oh, yeah, they came right away.
I don't know if they're vultures or big black
it's,
birds.
It's turkey vultures, I think is
yeah,
what they're called.
Yeah, they ate the baby fawn that was on our lawn, too.
Which is why I knew. And I went the other day. I was like.
Gone. Cheekbone?
Cheekbone. jawbone, pretty much.
I guess it's a circle of life,
yeah,
right?
It is. Well, it was kind of jarring because I never had a cat drown in my pool before.
It makes me so sad because I think about how it probably tried to swim and then it got tired and then it sank.
Oh, goodness. You're making a whole movie of the week out of it. Yeah. If you think that way, it's going to be bad. Yeah. But that's living in the country, baby. You got scorpions in the bathroom.
And cats
you got wild cats that fall in the pool. It just happens. Just happens.
Made me sad.
Yeah.
It made me really sad.
But I do think that just, you know. With you, it doesn't work anymore. I can't hold anything back. I was just going to, I'm going to wait for a better moment to tell the story. You don't want to come home and the first thing you hear is dead cat in the pool.
No.
You know, I was going to like ease into it. Oh, you know, hey, by the way, you know.
I was really bummed out though.
I know.
I was really bummed out. I know. That was not a good story.
I was bummed out too.
Not a good story. Hey, I want to say congratulations to my girlfriend, Teresa, and her husband, Carl. They're grandparents now.
Oh, that's right.
Her daughter, Brooke, that's just had a baby girl. Her name is...
Do we have pictures yet?
Isla. Her name is Isla. It's spelled Isla, but it's...
you don't say like La Isla Bonita?
No, it's not. Because I said, oh, is her name Isla? And she said, no, it's Isla. Okay. I'm like, oh. Got it. Well, why is there an S in there then? Why not just I-E-Y-E, La?
All right. You're just compounding the problem because I'm sure she's thinking the same thing. Doesn't want to tell her daughter just yet. Like, what the hell are you doing with this?
Yeah, so she doesn't want to.
Do we have pictures of the new human resource,
she
Isla?
She sent me pictures.
Well, how come you haven't shown me these?
Because we're doing a show, man. You got to produce it.
When did you get the pictures? Just today? No, I'll bet you got them yesterday.
A couple days ago.
Oh.
Sorry, I'll show them to you.
Oh, man.
See? So, yeah, and I said to Teresa, I'm like, oh, my gosh, do you remember when we brought our babies home and newborns and we didn't know what we were doing? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, Adam and I just experienced that the other night with Phoebe. She was up all night barking like a freaking newborn.
We've had to bring her into our bedroom.
Oh, and my gosh.
And make her go to sleep. Yeah, she's been quite the...
She's been a handful lately. Something's going... She's being ornery.
I don't know. So she decided a couple days ago, she decided... well, a couple things happened. She had a very traumatic moment.
Yes. Adam's trying to socialize her with other dogs. And how did that go, babe?
I've been really bad. I've been trying to socialize her with people. The people part, I think, is going quite well.
We got that down. No,
I think we got that working pretty well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's try another dog. And Sir Mark Hall, who doesn't know him, he was going to drop by and he said, you know, I want to come. It was the 3rd. Was it the 3rd of July?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then he was going to stay at a hotel and he's going to bring his dog. And this dog is a...
It's a little dog.
Scotland sheep thing.
It looks like a miniature collie, but it's not called that. I don't know what it's called.
Well, his name is Laddie.
Laddie. And he's so cute. He's 6 months old and he prances and he plays and he does everything that Phoebe doesn't do.
Exactly. So he says, you know, can I bring him over? So, yeah, okay. But, you know, like our dog might bite your dog to death. So just say no. We'll see how it goes. He says, okay, I got the crate so I can always put her in a different room. And so when they arrive, then Phoebe goes on the porch and she can see everything.
Oh my gosh.
And this dog doesn't give a shit.
No.
Laddie doesn't care. Laddie's
not even paying any attention to her.
And Tina, and this was the trauma, I'm convinced of it. Tina's just like, oh, Laddie, oh, look at you. Oh, you do everything Phoebe doesn't do. Like the dog can't hear you. She's right there. You do everything Phoebe can't do, doesn't do. Oh, Laddie. And Phoebe's just like, and so, okay, so everyone a little calmer now. So, okay, I'm going to go get Phoebe. I'll bring her. It's like, bring Phoebe in the leash. And she makes a sound we've never even heard her make before.
Oh, my gosh. She was... She had blood in her eyes.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is not gonna work. We didn't wait long for this experiment. So, whoop, out you go. And then said, you got to put Laddie in the cage. And so Phoebe calmed down.
But I think
it really fucked with her brain because, as you know, the next day or so, you know, then she doesn't want to eat her food. Only if you put it down, you know, it has a little stand, her bowl, because she's up high.
She's spoiled.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But she wouldn't even drink the water unless I put the water down in front of her.
But here's this dog.
She's getting back at us for what you gave Laddie too much love in full view. Yes.
Well, here's the bottom line. There was a cotton ball sitting on my nightstand. She comes in the morning to say hello to me and she's smelling it. All of a sudden she eats the cotton ball.
She's like, cotton ball.
Oh.
She'll eat mulch. She'll eat rocks.
But now she won't eat her dog food.
Well, not unless we put it down in front of her and sit next to her.
With her.
Yeah.
I just think she's spoiled.
I know we're being played, but is this normal?
You just adore her.
I am the sucker of all suckers.
Yes, you are.
Which is why I need a grandchild.
He's like, I'm going to make her some eggs. I'm going to make her egg. I'm going to go make her one egg. I'm not going to make her two eggs. I'm like... Why? You just mix it up with the dog. I'm making her two eggs. I'm like, are you going to season it for her and add some butter? How about a side of toast?
Toast would have been a good idea, actually. You know, why did you say one egg? I was like, why are you so stingy with one egg? It's a 100-pound dog. I'm going to give the pug. And I said it a couple. This is very interesting. We don't have many disagreements, but this is definitely one of the things. You'd be like, I would give her one egg. I'm going to give her two eggs. And then later you're like, just one egg is enough. I'm like, what is the thing with one egg? Why not two? It's a 100-pound dog. I'm just going to scramble it in a pan real quick. And you're like, I think it should be one egg. Like, this is now world peace depends on, first of all, who are you to even determine how much egg is too good? What am I even thinking of, Miss Ovumphobia 2022?
Because here's my thought process. Mm. Like, you're adding an egg to add flavor. Like, she doesn't need an abundance of eggs. She just needs a mix-in. That's why I was like, one egg is plenty. So, and it worked. We had to, like, spoon-feed her, basically, to get her to eat.
You know what kind of the cool thing is? Is that you have this big-ass mouth, right?
Me?
But you're the first one to sit on the ground spoon-feeding the dog, to be quite honest. You're the first one, and then you'll laugh at me. She's just playing with you when I'm sitting there doing it. Like, she's just playing.
And then was it this morning? You're like, heating up the water, put water in her dog food. I'm like, oh brother, roll my eyes. And what am I doing at dinner?
Putting warm water in the dog food.
I just like to mess with you.
Okay.
I know that's you love her so much, and you love taking her in the car. And
sure,
she's your buddy. Sure. She's your buddy.
Well, she's fun. She's fun to be. Well, she doesn't do much at home.
She does nothing. She sleeps about 18 hours a day.
Or, you know, she jumps up and protects the house if something.
She's happy to see us in the morning. And then, yeah, she's
happy. Well, she's happy when you come home.
She's still a jerk with the pickup trucks, though. We have idea what is the issue with the pickup trucks. We don't know.
Especially if it's slow moving, then she freaks out.
Yeah. We just don't know.
I not like it.
We don't know. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm very excited about your birthday.
Me too.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be great to see your old friends, your new friends. Yes, I understand, we're not going to have 60 candles on it.
No.
We're not going to have the number 60 on it.
No.
No.
Little bedazzle would be good, though.
Bedazzle and your name, perhaps, and the frosting is?
Buttercream.
Buttercream, yep. Yes. And it is a chocolate cake.
Okay.
With buttercream, to make sure. Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure that's all correct.
They have roses.
And roses?
No, on the cake.
On the cake.
Oh, he's writing it down. No, it doesn't have to.
<It's> Babe, the people at HEB know me well.
Do they?
The cake ladies. Is it that time again? Did she give you the list of gifts you're supposed to buy, Adam? Yeah, we got that. Okay, time for the cake.
Yeah. You're the one who asked me, what do you want? I'm like, and what I told Adam I wanted was I wanted a cross necklace and I wanted a Bible. That's what I told him.
Yes.
With my name embossed on it. Uh-oh.
Well, that's a very personal thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
The other one, you sent me the direct link.
Oh, I know. I'm like, here, this is a nice one. It makes it easy. I've done that a lot. I've sent you the direct link for
everything.
Yeah.
You didn't send me a link to a Bible. That's why it's kind of personal. Mm. It's like, how big do you want it to be?
Yeah.
That's almost like buying a purse, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And if you kind of pointed me in the right direction, that would be easier.
Yeah. Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Let's see how you do.
I got you other
and
goodies.
You never give me ideas. Oh, you gave me an idea last year when I got you your gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was all I wanted. And now in September, I have no idea. I want a grandchild.
Oh, I can't help
okay,
you.
Okay, well, then I don't need anything else. That's
BB?
All. Christina's threatening. She's threatening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put her money where her mouth is.
No, they're saving. They're already talking about how they're going to raise their child.
Oh.
Yeah. What concerning internet. And so they're already thinking that way.
Okay. All right.
Christina told me, this is my 31-year-old daughter. She said they're over at her boyfriend's mom's house. She's had an operation, so they're taking care of her. And she said, the TV's on here like it is also at her mom's house all day long. She said, Dad, we never watch television. And I walk into the room, just the TV is on. She says, the frequency is so low that I get depressed, not even here. She says, just the flickering. And of course, that's true because it's 60 hertz. I mean, it's way below our own brainwave frequency. She says it just drags you down. You can feel it. You can feel how it drags you down.
Well, she's very in tune to her body, too. So.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. I'm happy to hear that. So, yeah, give me a grandkid that is not hooked on the internet, and I'll teach it how to drive a truck, drink beer, and shoot a gun.
There you go.
Yeah. What's your name?
What you tell your nephews and your niece, too? You say the same thing.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, we've had one come by so far.
We're waiting for the other two.
The other.
Yeah.
How nice was it, our 4th of July celebration in Fredericksburg?
Oh, you know what? Yes. But I wanted to go back to, before you go to that, when we had Mark and Laddie over. And so I had to work. And so I gave Adam a list to go to the grocery store to get some things. And I told him to get some bratwurst and some feta cheese. And you come home. And how many packages? Okay, three people. How many packages of bratwurst did you buy?
Five. Five. Well, so the
three of the same kind and two of a different kind.
First of all, I was pissed at myself that I hadn't thought ahead and I'd gotten Nolichek meats because they, of course, are the bratwurst. They're all pork suppliers to No Agenda Nation. So I was like, oh crap, man! I thought we still had some or something. So because we have the freezer. Then of course I don't know much about brats, so I'm looking at. I get these that were, in the meat aisle, brats. I'm like, oh, they look pretty good. Let me get some jalapeno ones with some, cheddar. I don't know. This sounded kind of good. And then I walk past the other aisle and it's like, here's some more brats. I'm like, well, I don't know which one.
So he comes home with 25 brats for
we had selection.
For three
we
people.
Had selection. We had selection. And then the feta cheese, I'm like, okay, this is the brand I know we've seen before, but I see here's one with light. Always a winner with the ladies. So I'll get both. Which one did you wind up using? The light?
No.
Use the regular?
Yeah.
You didn't get, why not the light? It's light for a reason.
I wanted full flavor.
It only has one bioengineered food ingredient, which everything has fucking bioengineered food ingredient.
We're noticing that, yeah. Everything we eat has a bioengineered. Anyway, so yeah, so we have a boatload of brats. So maybe we'll pull them out on Monday.
Hey, you want to see my brats? I got some dynamite looking brats. All right. Then what did I bring? Oh, 4th of July.
Yes. 4th of July. Yeah. I wasn't feeling too great.
No,
that
you
day.
Were not. In fact, you even canceled Allison because it was like, it's still kind of sinus thing that you have.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A little.
But with pain, literal pain in your neck, which was weird.
Like a swollen lymph node in my neck.
And so I get up, I'm taking a shower and you're like, why are you taking a shower? And you're just not
feeling good. Because it was 9 o'clock in the morning. You never take a shower.
Ever. No. And you're not feeling good. I know. But I know the parade starts at 10. I'm like, well, I'm going to go. Because, you're like, well, okay. We'll have fun. I said, well, you don't want to come with me? And when you're not feeling well, it's hard, man. So I know what to do. It's like, okay, hang back. It's coming. Like, okay, I want to go with you. Oh, yay. Now it's good. Now the world is good again. But it was really cute. It was nice on Main Street.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was.
It was really cute to see, local merchants who have their floats and the local political peoples and, the classic car guys and the axe throwing. Fredericksburg axe throwing. Let's not forget. We got to find that. We got to go throw some axe.
Well, we found out about that. I found out about the theater, the upcoming place.
Yeah. Well, they have a nice, apparently it's pretty good, their little theater company out here.
And then also my favorite was the and I think this got the most applause. It was a huge banner with an AR-15 on it that said, come and take it.
Yeah, it was.
And people were just clapping with that.
It was pretty obvious.
But it was a nice little parade, and it was packed. People get there early. They park their pickup trucks.
Yeah, you want to get your pickup truck. Yeah, it's basically tailgating on Main Street. Yeah. That was cool. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
It was really nice.
Of course, we didn't have any fireworks because of the dryness. We haven't had enough rain.
Which
so.
I'm kind of glad because Phoebe doesn't like fireworks.
She does not. Mm-mm. But, you know, still kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, but it was fun. Yeah, we're kind of getting into our little town here. So, yeah, it was a good time.
We are getting into our little town, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was fun.
But we need to meet some more people.
I know.
We're deprived I guess it's not really the season. It's not the season in Fredericksburg.
Yes, it's too hot.
It's way too hot. Everyone's like, screw that.
Speaking of being too hot, yes, on Sunday night, our AC went out.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday morning, right before the show.
Well, was that? No, it was Saturday night.
No, it was. I was at church, remember? And I texted, it was Saturday night.
No, it was
night.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. No, because we went to bed with all the doors open.
Yeah. And we were trying to keep it cool in the house. We have two units, so only bedroom unit went out. But then I was worried about your frog friend.
My frog friend?
Hey, your frog friend that you go and say goodnight to every night.
Yes. Okay. Hold on a second. Just because you don't shut down the compound at night doesn't mean you can scoff who
there
I have to talk
green,
to.
Green, slimy, big-ass frog.
First of all, he's not slimy. Okay. So by the rear garage, we have a door. And you can open. This is the door just for humans. And it's right next to one of the air conditioner air compressors.
It's
not the
humans?
One that went down. It's for humans, not cars. Humans and dogs. And so between the garage and that compressor, where the light is above it at night, there's a drip tube, from the unit, which is open. And in that drip tube lives, when he wants to be wet, a frog. And when he's hungry at night, he comes out, and he's not slimy. He's more like rock, kind of like a rock formation on him. You know, it's like he's big.
Lovely.
He's definitely big. He's like a bullfrog almost, but not doesn't have the burp. And he sits there and he waits for the bugs to come down, you know, in the light, and then bloop. And every night he's there, and every morning either he's still on the hunt or he's in his little tube and is in the little pipe, and he sticks his head out and he's like, hey.
And Adam says to him, he goes,
every night, good night,
Mr.
Frog.
I go, say good night to the frog. I go, what?
Yes. But what do you mean? I say good night to Phoebe. I say good night to the frog and to you. All the animals are at peace.
A frog.
It's like,
things gross.
Dare I say, Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
Good night, Mary Ellen. Yes. Good night, John Boy. I reread that. People don't know. I reread Little House on the Prairie and Little Town on the Prairie.
Yes, I saw it in the Kindle.
And it's a lovely story, and it really reminds you where America's coming from. And it's really worth it. It's so easy to read. It's, you know, 100 years ago, not that long when you think about it, people came through here in a covered wagon with two horses, a dog, some coffee, some tobacco, some flour, some sugar, some salt, and an axe. And maybe a nail. And that was it. And they survived. And then they built towns. And then I'm impressed. It was nice to remember that.
And you think about people who bitch today about not having
I think about the
right
kids,
kind of coffee.
About the kids, how excited they were when they got a hog. Because, you know, now they had a hog. And they could have piglets. And they were so excited because finally it could roast pigtails.
Oh.
See, back in the day, it's like you got the pigtail and you helped, you know, slaughter the pig. And you would hold it up against the fire and it get all crackly and all, like basically a bacon stick. But you can't imagine a kid doing that now. They'd freak out if they had to cut the tail off and go heat it up over the fire.
Oh, they wouldn't do it unless there was an apocalypse.
Yeah.
They had to.
There's just so many things that we've been removed from in this, you know, relatively short amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, really three generations, I guess. You could say more.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
It's,
I know Adam shared this, and actually he read a portion to me. It was very interesting. I've never read it.
It was different. Yeah. He went like, Little House on the Prairie. And I said,
like, good night, John Boy.
I said, simmer down. Why don't I read some to you?
No,
see
that
if
was,
you like it.
What was good night, John Boy? What?
That was Little House on the Prairie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary Ellen, Sue Ellen, Mama, Papa, Grandpa, Grandma, John Boy.
Who played John Boy?
The guy
with the mole on his face.
The mole, yeah.
I forget. God,
how it's sad when that. I guess I'm the guy with the hair.
Not John Denver.
No, I don't, no, he's a very successful actor, and he's done. He's also been directing. I think
I was never a fan.
Michael Landon was Paul.
Yeah, I was never a fan.
No, of course not.
No, I watched the Brady Bunch.
Right, those heathens,
and, the Partridge Family,
unlike the godly, saintly Ingalls family. You watch the heathens over at the Bradys.
We like the 70s, you know. So, hey, y'all, RIP to our vegetable garden. It's not looking good.
Yeah.
We were so excited about our vegetables, and we got, I think, three tomatoes.
Well, the heat, I mean, the heat screwed us. I think that was the real problem.
It does not look good. No. We are not farmers.
Well, no, this was our first try. We're going to give it another try, but we have to plant a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. We have to come in before the summer, because it was just crazy.
Scorched it. Although my basil is doing really, really well.
Have you looked at it closely? It's getting pretty scorched.
Is it?
Yeah. I even checked the water supply and everything. That didn't work too well.
What are we going to do? No more vegetables.
Well, what we need to do is we need to have friends who grow vegetables. We have our beef. We have rice. We got lots of rice.
Yeah. Speaking of eating, on Instagram, I've been addicted to mukbang videos. You know what those are?
Okay. First of all, yes.
I used to be addicted to cake videos.
Let's go back. You're addicted to Instagram.
I like Instagram. I have a lot of friends there.
And you're addicted to Twitter.
I've been backing off on Twitter. I can't stand the outrage anymore.
You're addicted to Instagram.
Yeah, I'm addicted now to mukbang.
Every waking... Okay, mukbang. So this is... No, this is a disturbance in your brain, which is food related, because that's what mukbang is. The problem I have with mukbang is the sound. I'm just not really interested.
What's the what's it called?
ASML?
ASMR, isn't it?
Why am I saying ASML? ASML is something different. It must be
ASMR. You know what it is, too? The mukbang, they're eating cake. So I'm tying in my love of cake decorating with watching them eat cake. It's kind of weird. I don't know. I'm just intrigued by it. I'm like, you know what? That's not real cake. That's all whipped cream. That's easy to do.
But can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you ever look at your screen time?
No. When that notification pops up, I just delete.
There's a notification. It's actually warning you.
Yes,
to me, hey,
your screen time has been up 14 hours.
You're addicted.
You're on your phone a lot too.
This is your standard reply. Go away. I do not have this addiction that you have. This is very different, and it's okay. I just wonder, do you feel at the end of the day like you've achieved something?
I'm in the know. Yeah, I know it all.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I know it.
You know all about the cake.
No, you know what? I don't follow any celebrities anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow anybody that doesn't bring me joy. The people that I follow bring me joy.
Fill that up a little bit. Thank you. Bring me some joy.
So
in
lately,
class.
I've just been being joyful with the mukbang.
Okay. All right.
I don't know why. It's very odd. Right. I don't know. Why. Dog videos. I love dog videos.
I just wish we had a website. I've given you all the tools and everything.
I know. I'm busy.
Holy crap.
Oh, sorry. Good pour. Trying to get you drunk, maybe for later.
Very generous pour. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I know I am getting a little tired of Twitter though. I'm just everybody just bitching about the same thing and nothing ever gets resolved. And it's just a waste of my time.
There was this really interesting, was a video. It was Mark Dice. And I sent it to you. We were talking about it. And I looked into it. It turns out that just by looking at someone's brain composition, what pieces of the brain are bigger or larger, you can with 75% or 80% accuracy predict if they're liberal or conservative.
What about independent?
Hardest to see because mm-hmm. they have a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise, the amygdala has a lot to do with it. The fight or flight. And as it turns out, people who are very liberal, their amygdala doesn't function the same way as people who are more conservative. So
it just functions differently.
Well, they don't have an immediate, oh my God, I've got to fight or I've got to flee. They have, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, interesting.
So the spoiler at the end is you really need both kinds of people for society to work because you need people to protect and provide. Those would be the more... like the warriors, the more conservatives, But you also need people to invent iPhones. You know, it's like you kind of need, and that may not be a great example, but you do need people who try things, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they've done studies on people who have had prolonged use of Instagram.
Well, I can guarantee you 100% that Instagram has done all of this research for decades, and they know exactly how to keep you glued to your system. Mm-hmm. And so you're probably not getting, you know, some would call it a bubble, but they're probably playing very much to whatever works for you. And it could be a multitude of things. I just don't like the idea of some company doing that to my brain. That's what really pisses me off. I don't mind messages. I don't mind emails. But when another company is serving up the next thing that mm-hmm. I'm going to see mm-hmm. and what it is, mm-hmm. that could be shaping my opinion. That's why I don't like it. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't look at who follows me or the number of followers, or I don't look at any of that.
No, that's a whole different problem.
But a lot of people get a dopamine hit off of that, where I'm more interested in
you're
the content.
A successful podcaster. You don't need that dopamine hit anymore.
I have this amazing producer too, who's just freaking amazing.
You want dopamine hits, baby? I'll see you after the show.
All right. So what else you got on your list there? You have much? Because
you had the whole list. You had all this stuff that you'd written down. What else do you have on yours?
Well, I know I mentioned on the previous show how I reconnected with my older sister, Laura. And so,
yes,
we've been talking a lot, and she amazes me. So I don't know if I mentioned this on the last show, but she makes clothes for avatars on Second Life. Did I mention that on the last show?
I don't think so. No.
Yes. So she has made a business into making clothes for avatars.
She's actually living in the metaverse. She's working in the metaverse.
She has like a whole shopping mall. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm so blown away by this that she has created and has made a pretty decent living by creating clothing for avatars. And so she was showing me how she does it. She was showing me her mall and all the different and how she has things on sale. And I was just amazed by that. And not only that, she makes jewelry and she paints and she's unbelievably creative.
I think it was 2009 or 10 is when I first saw Second Life, and I got into it for a bit there. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. You know, I got our own island, you know, sim.
Yeah.
And even then they had virtual currency, the Lindens, which is very interesting.
That's what she's saying. She was telling me about the Lindens and she taught herself all of it.
And I found that basically at the end of the day, all anyone wanted to do in there was just have sexual bone each
that's
other.
That's what she said. Sex she's boning. Like, people have sex, people get married, people have babies.
Pretty
she's
much, like, yeah, they have babies.
Everything is realistic.
It's basically a Tamagotchi, okay? It's a highly customizable. Remember Tamagotchis?
Yes,
they're coming back. Oh, of course. Yeah. These things come away. People like taking care of something. Yeah. And I think
a pet rock?
Well, a baby in Second Life can grow, you know, stuff can,
get
I think.
Get a dog, man.
Well, that's a lot of responsibility. A lot of people don't want that.
Yeah.
What we need is babies.
We need
more babies.
Anyway, but the whole Second Life thing,
it's fantastic.
I was just amazed.
I'm waiting
by
for
it.
You to download it so I can see you get sucked in and have to do an intervention.
She says, I have an avatar for you. I have one for you. You don't have to, you don't have to create one.
It'll probably be like with 8 foot long legs, with leather, with high cut waist like this. No, of course, that's what you want with
big
wings.
Old boobs.
With wings.
Yes. But anyway, I was just really fascinated because this is a whole nother world that I know nothing about.
This is what the world of the kids, a lot of kids live in these worlds now. World of Warcraft, what's
Fortnite?
The other one?
I've never been a gamer. I don't know.
Meaning I remember exactly where I was. I remember the moment when I took the Commodore 64 and I put it into the cupboard under the TV and went, I'm going to focus on my television career. This thing right here, that will suck me in and I will get nothing done.
I wonder if there's a certain personality aspect that's just predisposition to really, because Gene likes gaming, right? Doesn't he game? Isn't he a gamer? Sir Gene?
I don't know
I
if
thought
he's
he was.
A gamer. He's kind of, I mean, he'll
remember he met Crash Kitty.
He likes, this is Sir Gene, our friend in Austin. I've known him where he'll literally sit in a truck simulator and drive across Russia in a truck in real time.
Ooh.
He's like, yeah, I'm driving across Russia right now.
In his basement?
Yeah. He doesn't have a basement.
You know what I mean?
Probably in his bedroom. I don't know.
He's with a snake?
He just, you know, he gets into that. But, you know, he bops around. He gets immersed in stuff.
See, I've never gotten into any of that at all, ever.
I tried Grand Theft Auto, and I just don't have the patience for it.
No, I get bored.
I'm listening to the radio. I'm like, I should be doing this radio show. How can I do a stream for these guys? And I'm already done with the game. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, something about killing hookers that just didn't appeal to me. It's like, oh, okay, no.
No.
I don't like Doom. That's where I left my games. Remember Doom?
No.
Oh, goodness. Doom was a DOS game.
Oh.
And you literally, with your arrow keys, you turn left and right, and your space bar was the fire button, you know, and that was it. And you went and fired against stuff.
No, I played stuff like Pac-Man, Tetris.
Yeah, back in the day.
Candy Crush.
Did you ever do Space Invaders?
Yes.
That was cool, right? With asteroids? Asteroids? You ever do asteroids?
Yeah,
I loved asteroids.
Pong? Remember Pong?
Pong? Yeah. Well, that was the basics, man. That was the first shit you got at home.
And then it got faster. It's like,
and then the bats got smaller. Like, what? Wait, hold on. My back got smaller. And then you had you gave the shitty controller to your sister, the one that had the little crust in it that had jumped a little bit, you know? Oh, man. Good times.
Good times.
Pong.
Pong.
Fucking Pong. Damn.
Good times.
And Mario. I remember Mario. Played Mario a lot.
Yeah, I didn't have that. No.
Yeah, well, Christina liked Mario.
Yeah.
I got her into all the Disney stuff on her computer early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my girls had, what were those? The little Nintendo things? What were those things
the
called?
The Wii. Nintendo
Wii? No, it was the little handheld. I forget.
Game Boy.
Game Boys.
Nintendo Game Boy.
They had those, but we never had games on the television. Never.
Good.
I just put my foot down. Nope.
Right.
So
the same way you like put your foot down on Phoebe's food. Literally put your foot down to sit next to her and feed her with a spoon. What's going on,
I guess,
Phoebe?
I'm as much of a softie as you are.
You are. You're totally a softie, but I like it. I like your gusto. I like how you start off.
Yeah, I'm all badass. Like, she's a dog. She's just a dog. Remember, she's a dog. This is how I was with my girls.
When she was barking that night, which was valid. You know, she was barking about something. Bark, bark, bark. She's a dog. She'll be quiet. Bark, 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 bark. She's a dog. Bark, bark. Should we should we maybe let her sleep in our bedroom? Like, okay. Like, I love that. I wanted to sleep on the bed in between.
Hell no. Really?
No, only when we're sleeping.
No way.
She's great. She's great to sleep next to. She's big and warm.
I'm shocked by this, Adam Curry. I'm shocked.
Only because
you
when you weren't
take
here.
My place.
Oh, no. I know. There's
You said in between us.
Nothing can replace you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Backpedal. Backpedal.
You, my queen. Nothing can replace you. Nothing. She's scratching like a crazy dog now.
So do you want to thank a few people?
Yes, I do. First, we have to thank... we missed one.
We need like an intro. We need like a... Cork Soakers intro.
Yeah, I was looking for some jingles. Cork Soakers.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We need somebody to make a jingle for
us. Need someone to be creative.
Hello, where are you?
Yeah. Listen, I do three other shows. Tina's got her Instagram, so could you guys please do some work?
I'm busy at my busy job.
We don't know how to get to this. So,
it's my birthday. I'm busy.
our very... let me see if I have this hold. Do I have this here? Right. Yeah, I do. This is Circumference, John in Perry County, Pennsylvania. And so he did send a boostergram in last week. And so he sent us this note, this email. Said, I just listened to the latest episode. Great as always. By the way, I was disappointed when I did not hear my donation mentioned at all. It sucks when that happens.
I know.
And of course, you know, stuff
does. And
then
I give it to Adam, like, figure it out. You're my producer. Come on.
Pretty much. I'm going to assume that you just didn't notice it and not that you ignored me. I sent it through the Fountain app. Let me tell you, it was a bit of a pain to get set up, but I figured it out. At least I hope I did, since you haven't replied or mentioned it yet. LOL. So we did receive it. When I put together the spreadsheet, I screwed something up.
Uh-huh.
And totally, because he was number two on the list, because it was 80,000 and 85 sats, which
nice.
Is nice. Here's his note. Greetings from sketchycuts.com. Sketchy cuts. I don't know. You should look at it. Sketchycuts.com. I make cool looking stuff from wood. I love making cutting boards, especially interesting designs. Tina, please check out the section. Oh, the selection, and pick out anything you want. My treat.
Oh.
For everyone else in Gitmo Nation, you get free shipping and a can of board butter with every cutting board purchased.
Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic.
Love the show. Keep it up. John from sketchycuts.com circumference. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. John, thank you.
Yes, he says
love a great cutting board because my daughter broke mine.
He says, thank you for your courage. You're loyal cork soaker.
Aw, love it.
Circumference.
Thank you so much, John.
That was cool, man. Sorry about that. We're getting better at all this stuff. Remember, this is a podcasting 2.0 show, which means value for value. Well, really what it means, first of all, is you want to get one of the new apps, newpodcastapps.com, because we have chapters, we have a transcript, which you can search. Dreb Scott does all these great chapters with great pictures.
Oh, my gosh. His work is absolutely beautiful.
So Dreb will put that. So, for instance, right now, if you look at a podcasting 2.0 app and you go to the chapter marker, I think Dreb will basically have the link in there to sketchycuts.com and a nice picture of whatever the homepage is.
Cool. Yeah,
that's how it works.
Cool. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. I will definitely pick out something. Thank you so much. That's very kind.
So there's a number of ways to support us. You can go to curryandthekeeper.com. We do have a QR code there if you want to send
website.
Us.
But no website.
No. If you want to send us a regular Bitcoin, or if you want to send us Bitcoin through Podcasting 2.0, newpodcastapps.com, grab an app. All of them are getting better. People seem to, Fountain is easy for onboarding. I think Podverse is doing a pretty good job. CurioCaster, there's a number of them. And if you're looking at how to get sats, if you get the Cash App from Jack Dorsey, Cash App, and you can literally send Satoshis, which is little bits of Bitcoin, into your podcast wallet. So it can be done, and many people have succeeded. So we have Jacob Davis, who sent us.
Oh, Jacob, they just moved to Hawaii.
Well, he is proud to be an official cork soaker. Oh. You guys are great. 123,456 Satoshis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, nice.
Love that.
Nice.
Is that the, who's Jacob Davis? Do we know?
He is the military guy he sent us the energy drink packets.
With the whole family?
Yes.
With his 18 kids?
Yeah.
Nice.
And they just moved to Hawaii. They just got there.
Where in Hawaii?
I don't know.
Can we stay at their house?
Do they have We're a guest coming,
house?
Jacob.
Do you have a guest house? We got an anonymous donation, or at least no one left their name. This was also a nice donation, 77,037 sats. Thank
anonymous?
You very much. Anonymous. Dreb Scott with a full-on row of fives, 55,555.
Dreb is always donating. That is so nice.
And he says, cork soakers unite, time to boost.
Boost. Cork soakers is catching on.
Chad Farrow, 50,000 sats, is the Curry and the Keeper version of a douchebag, a filthy cork soaker.
Ooh.
That means someone who hasn't donated before.
Boost. Oh. I stepped on that.
No, this was the
boost.
It was the droopy boost.
The filthy cork soaker?
Dirty cork.
Screw on top. I like screw on top.
We'll work on it, Chad. Thank you. NBS, 33,333. Cork Soakers Unite. I'm telling you, this Cork Soakers thing catches
totally
on.
I love it.
I think we're doing well with that. Comic Street Blogger, 15,033 sats.
AI.cooking.
Howdy, Tina and Adam. What are your plans for World War III? What would you do then? Anyways, I invite you and your audience to listen to our podcast about artificial intelligence, AI.cooking, narrated by Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent. Just enter AI.cooking in any web browser or podcasting app. Yo.
Yo.
So I made an example of this.
Yes.
Someone was on the podcast index.social. It's like, hey, I really want to put some money into marketing podcasting 2.0. I want to buy... I want to market to some value for value podcast. What does it work if I send a boostagram and mention my message? I said, well, yeah, we have a perfect example. Comic Strip Blogger does this for at least 10 podcasts. Every podcast gets an amount. He boosts them with the same message. And I said, and it works.
Yeah.
This is the repetition model. It works very well because right off the bat, before we even started, you say, oh, AI.cooking.
Yes.
I said, you would never listen to the show, but if anyone said to you, can you recommend a podcast about artificial intelligence?
I'd be like, AI.cooking.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. It's genius. Phoneboy 6969.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Phoneboy.
Lots of love to Curry the Keeper.
We met him in Charleston.
We sure did. Mm-hmm. Lots of love to Curry and the Keeper from Phoenix and Phone Boy of the Lotus Effect. Yes, 6969, say no more. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now we have Texas Slim's Vision. I think that's Adam who's helping out Texas Slim. We got them up and running with Value for Value.
Lovely, lovely.
Here it is. This is Adam from Beef Initiative.
Oh.
Many thanks. Many thank yous from all of us here for the help and support. Also, side note, I forgot all about Cork Soaker's skit on SNL. This episode was great. Thanks again.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're getting everybody up on this.
Thank you to all those Cork Soakers out there.
You Cork Soakers are the best.
Yeah.
Sir Doug
those corks.
Sir Doug says, cheers with 5,000 sats. We've got Dion boosting for the teeth.
Oh.
5,000 sats. Thank you, Dion.
Ooh, that's coming up.
It's going to need a lot more Satoshis than that to get the teeth done.
But we appreciate every little bit.
We do. Update, I'm still waiting for my first date for deep clean.
The massive, like, power wash.
It's
we're going to power
it's
wash.
Like a power wash with Novocaine or lidocaine or whatever it is they use.
Laughing gas.
Hopefully. Then we have 6 weeks of waiting. Then we check out the status. Then we know what has to be wrecked and what needs to be reconstructed and what is just beyond repair. Chad Farrow
again,
3333.
Wow.
And Chad says, please forgive me, Tina, because I'm also guilty of shortening Curry and the Keeper to Cat Key.
Really?
C-A-T-K, Cat Key. You don't like it for some reason.
I don't. I don't know. Cat Key.
I mean, you see it written C-A-T-K. I mean, it just, I don't know.
Cat Key.
Cat K. Would that be better? I mean, Curry and the Keeper. I don't know. It's our acronym, babe. What can I tell you?
You make an acronym out of everything.
I try.
Yeah.
I got a nice Patriot boost here from Lyceum, 1776 Satoshis.
Lyceum?
Lyceum is the name. I'm not a churchgoer. I am the co-host of the Secular Foxhole podcast, but I like the singing. Talking about Amazing Grace. Have you seen the movie? 2006 movie Amazing Grace? No, I don't think so. I think you should watch Bottle Shock 2008 and Chocolat. Have you seen Chocolat?
Chocolat. Is that with Johnny Depp?
I think so. It's from 2000.
Yes, I have seen that.
Yeah, is that
a very sexy movie?
Sexy movie.
Mm-hmm.
As a cat person, I like the Cat Key acronym.
You wouldn't like the cat that was in our pool.
Best premise. Oh, this is Martin Lindskog, Gothenburg, Sweden.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Martin.
Yes. No, from, no, not Martin from Podfriend. Oh. This is different. No, he's in Denmark. This is Martin Lindskog.
Lindskog?
From Gothenburg.
Gothenburg.
Sweet. He also also one of these early adopters. He's been boosting other podcasts as well. Yeah, it's really nice to see people like that around. No boostergrams, but just some boosts. Simon, thank you. BG Last 2000, another Dreb Scott 1000, AMZ 333. Trail Chicken 333 and Fit Means Above. Thank you very much all for supporting Curry and the Keeper. Value for Value. We could use some of the other T's in the time, talent and treasure. Like we could use, website.
Talent.
We could use any talent. Basically, at this point would be,
we
would
need
be
an
acceptable.
Intro. We need an intro to the donation segment.
We need a little work on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? More wine. I think more wine, more ideas.
We're not too proud to ask.
We love the emails. People send so many nice things to us.
Oh, really kind people. Yeah, really.
What else is going on, baby?
What else is going on? Let's see. I'm going to officially join the church.
Oh.
Yes, I'm going to officially join the Bridge Church.
Mm-hmm. And what does this mean when you join the church?
I don't know. I'm going to reach out to the pastor and officially join because I'm there every Sunday.
Right.
And I want to join. I want to start. Yeah, I want to go to Bible study. So I want to do that. And so he's been focusing on a series this summer about the Holy Spirit. And mm-hmm. I think we talked about that mm-hmm. earlier. What was interesting is I got an email. Let me open my emails here. From John J. John Nunley, and he sent me an email and said that his wife's uncle, John Lynch, was going to be a featured pastor at the church.
We saw him.
It was not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before.
Was he the knives guy?
Yeah.
Spoon, knife?
No. He was the guy that talked about how he used to do acid.
I remember him. Yeah, he was really good. He was intense.
He was just talking about how he, you know, developed his faith and everything. But it was so interesting because John reached out and said, he's my wife's uncle, and that he has shepherded his home church for 30 plus years with a then revolutionary message of grace that started with some hippies singing worship songs. He now speaks across the country and at times the world with a simple message that God loves us and gives us grace to cover all sin. So he was an amazing speaker. But like I was saying,
now, is he considered a speaker or a guest pastor?
I don't know if he has his own church, but he wrote a book.
I got to tell you, man, because of course I watch the service since I'm preparing for the show, and sometimes I have to pause. And of course, luckily I don't have to listen to the music. As we know,
the music is so awesome.
I know. And if I'm sure it was.
And my hands were up, baby. They were
all the way up.
They were
like,
all the way up.
Fill me up, buttercup.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Can you do lighter?
I can lift my phone. Okay. I think if I lifted fire, it probably would not be good. But I'll put my phone up and wave it.
So, you know, I try and catch the opening prayer. There's another one. I kind of know the format. And it truly is a format. It's a and I mean this with respect. It's a great show. I mean, the whole service is a show, of course. It has a format. It's predictable.
Well, when they do the readings before the gospel, they sing them. The different readings, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just like Pastor Jimmy.
I like him a lot.
Jimmy's
too.
A cool guy.
Jimmy Pruitt, yeah. But he was talking about the role of the Holy Spirit is to carry us, and that pay attention to the opportunities to help us bear witness, you know, and that we're enabled and empowered once we leave church. And so kind of what we project out really can affect people. And it's just, I get so emotional at the beginning of church. I have to actually grab a Kleenex because I'm usually, tears are usually going down my...
Do you clutch your pearls?
I don't wear.
Oh Lord, I got
me, Adam Curry.
I got a clutch.
I'm for
clumped.
I'm for clumped. No. Are you making fun of me?
Of course not. If I can't make fun of and around church, then I want nothing to do with it. I'm pretty sure humor is a big part of church. It's got to be a good thing. It's a big part of God for me. That's
well,
for sure.
Well, and now I know people. Like, they're my friends. I'm like, Larry, Bob, Catherine. Well,
this is what I'm a little jealous about that because, you know, you're meeting all these people and they say, well, my husband's at home. He does a podcast.
I'm like, he's working.
Please don't tell them I'm doing a podcast. You do, don't you?
No, I don't.
You see, you're embarrassed about me.
No, I'm not. No, not at all. I'm not embarrassed about
And my husband is a podcaster.
Yeah. And he's my producer.
And he does. And he's a day trader.
And he's my pool boy. He fishes out the cats.
That's right. Let's see, what else do I do? I deal with people you can't stand.
Yes, I know. Anyway, so I'm going to officially join the church and then I'm going to start. And it was your suggestion to get more involved. And I'm like, you know, yeah, because I've been wrestling with like, I'm not content. Like my job is not filling my cup. And I reached out to a local nonprofit here because I have a ton of nonprofit experience and they didn't respond. And
that's so stupid. I mean, it's unbelievable. Whoever is on the info at that thing.
They don't even have a donate button on their website.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway.
The number one people don't donate to charities is because they're not asked, believe it or not.
That's right. So yes, I'm excited about that. And I've been really enjoying the summer.
I'm so happy about that because honestly, part of my morning prayers is always, please guide Tina away from Instagram.
Oh.
No, that's not true. But I do know.
Do you think I have a problem?
No, but I do seriously have you in my prayer, you know, so that you can find your way, because I know that you're not content at what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's why you're on Instagram all day. Because when you're busy and you're liking it and you're interacting with people, then you know, you do entirely different stuff. And in my head, as I'm walking down the road. Yeah, you can give our address if you want. As I'm walking down the road and the sun comes up in the east, so it always hits me right in the face. And I just heard this, maybe to volunteer something at the bridge. Yeah. So people are always at churches, always looking for people to help. And there's always cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind meeting some people.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to do that.
I'm so tired of the show business people. So tired of the Laura Logans and all the restaurateurs.
Oh, we need to be
amongst our people,
whatever.
Baby.
But my friend Julie, for my birthday, she sent me these. These personalized cards that have my name in different scripture.
Yes, and
it's
beautiful.
Oh my gosh! And so I have it sitting on my dresser, and I change it every day, and I read it. So I'm just really invested.
You brought something
really,
else
really invested.
For show and tell.
Yeah, that's
today,
a little different.
You?
We'll end, we're going to end with this. Okay. I'll tell you.
All right. Sorry.
Do you have anything else on your list?
No. You've produced the ending of the show. So, seeing as Allison's about to call and tell us we're going too long, no, I think we should get there.
I have just a couple more things.
Sure, baby.
You know, I do carry the show, so.
We privately have agreed. It is Tina's show. I'm the producer, and I'm support pillar.
There's just a couple other things I want to tell you. So Shayna is a dear friend of mine. She actually reported to me at Ronald McDonald House Charities. Gosh, when I started my job there 8.5 years ago, and she's an absolutely lovely person. And so she's the one that watches Phoebe. And so
when she can fit it into her busy schedule,
because she everybody loves her. And so she watches Phoebe. So I saw she was on Instagram and I saw she is, she's bird sitting again. I'm like, are you watching the birds again? I go, is this the birds that this couple that, owns the birds that Shayna's watching? They said, the bird, I guess, is old. And they said, look, if the bird dies, just wrap him in foil and put him in the freezer.
That's great.
I'm like, what?
Put him in the freezer. Hey, man.
I guess they're prepared for that. So I meant to mention that on the show a while ago, but I was like, whoa.
That's pretty creepy.
That'd be like, I guess we could tell her. Oh, sorry. I guess we could tell her, hey, if Phoebe, sometimes Phoebe, wrap her up
put her in the
freezer.
In the big freezer with the cow.
In the garage. So
we'll take her room when we get home.
Yeah. The only other thing I just wanted to talk about before I close the show.
Before you close your show.
Is what we've been watching on TV.
Oh, yes. Okay. We've watched a number of very good things,
yes,
haven't we?
Yeah. The Bear.
The Bear is fantastic, mm-hmm. which is just an outstanding series. If you like cooking, everyone likes cooking. If you like Chicago.
It's fast-paced.
It's very fast-paced. It's American story mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah.
A very American story. Great, great little
great
series.
Acting. Yeah.
Fantastic. Sleeper hit of the summer.
And one of the guys in the show, he didn't have a prominent role. He was one of the guys that was standing outside the restaurant, kind of the Goomba guy, I guess.
Mm.
A big guy. But anyway, he is the brother of Lisa and Tony's friend, Athena.
Oh,
brother-in-law.
Yeah, one of the Goomba. No, he's actually...
I don't mean to offend anybody by the word Goomba.
He's the guy that fixes the video machines. Isn't he the guy?
Not him. He's another guy that they had to go outside and talk to kind of move their argument.
Oh, one of the Goombas. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Then also we watched The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent with Nicolas Cage.
Very fun movie.
Excellent movie.
Yeah. Only Nicolas Cage can make fun of himself in Hollywood in that manner.
Yes.
Very well done.
Yeah,
definitely. Nice twist. Good story.
Yeah.
Action. Very meta.
Funny.
That was good. Yeah.
And then we're watching Loot on. So let me just say
something.
Hold up. So
I can do me if you want in this original scenario and scene. Okay. Ready? You say, oh.
It starts with Bear, the bear first. I said, do you want to watch the bear? And you were like, no.
Do the voice.
You're like, I go. Hey, no,
do my voice. Do my voice.
You want to watch The Bear? You go, no, I'm not watching that. That's what you
really?
Said.
That's what I said?
Yeah. No. Nope.
No, that's what I said about Loot, not about The Bear.
Oh, you didn't?
No, Loot was, I was like, Maya Rudolph, she's a wokester. I'm sick of her. I don't want to watch her. That's what I said.
Yeah. I go, you want to watch that? No, I don't like Maya Rudolph. I'm like, okay, I guess the decision is all yours. Okay.
You didn't ask me. You asked a question. Do you want to watch it? No.
And then
We were so bored. There was nothing left. Hey, come on, guys. You know what I mean? Where it's like, this the last thing you can try.
Like, we are not watching Man in the High Castle.
You know I couldn't slip in Man in the High Castle. No. I'll
have to wait until Trek,
Lost in Space. I watched Trek. Last time you were gone. It's all done. I don't watch Star Trek.
Jay Leno's Garage.
I can watch him on YouTube. I watch, it's okay.
But Jay Leno's, like Loot, right?
Loot is very funny.
Apple TV, they produce some pretty good shows.
Yeah, that's why they're not making any money on it, because they're spending good money on some good shows.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
No, and as much as I, because she irritates me.
Okay.
I like her.
I think she's funny. Oh, come on.
A lot of that SNL crowd, they're just all so, they know it all, mask wearing shit brains. Sorry. I let myself go.
God.
They're always wearing masks at the end of SNL. Like, they've just done a whole hour and a half of sketches, and they're spitting on each other, and they're kissing each other, whatever. And then at the end, oh, goodbye, everybody. We're all going to have a mask on. You're the one that always bitches about it, too. You were like, what did you do with the mask on?
I know, but you obviously are really affected by it.
I know.
Okay.
I need help.
So I wanted to end the show. How are we on time?
It's perfect time to end it.
So my friend Sandra, who I've been helping out, she produces a magazine here in Fredericksburg called The Best of Fredericksburg. And she...
It's a very famous magazine.
She is...
You do get around. I have Mike, the traumatized ex-cop.
Yes.
I have Greg, the donkey grinder.
Yes.
And you have Sandra produces the magazine of Fred. Yeah. And he's going, oh, these people. Okay, yes.
Anyway, she is unbelievably talented. She has this entrepreneurial spirit that just exudes like creativity. Oh,
she's a new business every minute.
She says no to nothing. So
hey, that's good English. That's like my English. No to nothing.
Well, yeah. She says no to
everything.
Everything. No, she says no to nothing. Like everything is an opportunity.
Well, I guess it is correct.
So when her kids were little, yes, I am the communications.
You are. You got a degree from DeVry. I'm sorry, DePaul.
Where'd you get your degree from?
Salem. I don't have a degree.
Hello.
I have Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
Mm-hmm. I have a degree.
Of Hard Knocks, baby. That's where you went.
That's right.
Okay. Anyway, so she made these conversation starters for her kids. And they can be used for adults too. And so she showed it to me.
So explain what this looks like.
So there, it looks like a shoe polish tin.
A round shoe polish tin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like chewing tobacco too, right?
Yeah.
And so it says, tell me about you, conversation starters. So I was so intrigued by this and I was like, oh my goodness, I'd love to have that for
podcast. So these are things for like a party or
to just talk about things. So I thought, why don't we pull out two of them and answer the questions? And then, you answer it and I answer it.
Good. I like this. I like this game. As long as we're honest, I like this game.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
the first question's for me,
and then I'll answer it.
I wish I had like some music or something. I don't have any.
It's a little dry.
I have game show music.
Game show? Like Jeopardy?
Yeah, I do. I do have some. Yeah, hold on a second.
Well, if this is a permanent segment.
Well, we're definitely going to need, let's see.
Win, lose, or drone.
That's right, everybody. It's time to play Win, Lose, or Drone, where questions are asked. Tina asks Adam a question. If he wins, he wins. If he loses, otherwise he gets hit by a drone. That's right. Welcome, everybody, to Win, Lose, or Drone.
Brother.
I have a tagline even with that.
Win, lose, or drone.
So, okay, win, lose, or drone. Here we go.
There's no wrong answers. So you're not going to be droned.
Not going to get droned? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, first question. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your first love.
My first love. Yeah. That would be, I would say Barbara Rutherford. When I was a kid, right? We're talking with kids.
Yeah. Okay. Your first love.
Barbara Rutherford. I was at the International School of Amsterdam, and she was also at the International School of Amsterdam. Funny enough, she was from Dallas, Texas, which to me at the time seemed like a mind-blowing, like, you don't look like a cowgirl at all. And I was really smitten with her.
How old were you?
Twelve.
Really?
I think.
You knew you were in love at 12?
Okay, so, I mean, in love?
Yeah, your first love.
Like, well, first love.
Don't say me.
No, but because what is love? Okay. Baby, don't
You're
hurt
You're complicating
me.
This, Adam Curry.
Okay, my first, okay. That would be Caroline Artsmom.
Caroline.
Artsmom. And
was she the flight attendant?
No. Oh. She was 16. I was almost 15. It was scandalous, of course. we both lived in this small village south of Amsterdam where we lived for many years. So it was kind of a rural setting, but very close to Amsterdam. And she was beautiful.
Was she?
Oh my God. She had no business being with me. I had no business being with her, but the movie Saturday Night Fever had come out. And because I spoke English and I could, you know, I could talk snazzy and I could recite lines from the movie, she totally fell for me. And then she jumped out of her window one night, went to the church grounds and we made out.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, of course, later I was too young for her. You know, then I went to see her and then all of a sudden this guy opened up like Ronald Rachers. And he was, you know, 17 and he had a motocross and everything.
And like, you had your bike.
And I pretty much, I'm like, oh.
Or your roller skates.
It was like, but there was a brief moment there of very like, oh my God, I couldn't believe my luck. She passed away. She died very young of cancer, unfortunately. Yeah, which I found out way after.
Well, that's a really good memory for you. That's good.
It was my first older woman.
Yes.
By only a few years. But she was
not to be your last.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember. It's like, and of course, I couldn't really tell anybody because it was so scandalous. Yes. The age difference.
You were not even 15 yet. You were 14.
I mean, and we really just made out, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, I touched a boob. I can't believe it. How about you? Or is that not how the game works?
No. Well, no. Okay. My first love was actually my first husband. Jeff Savage.
Yeah, by the way, if I met a guy and my last name could change to Savage, I'd marry him.
Yeah,
that's Adam Savage. No, wait, Adam Savage is not. That's the guy from that exists. Adam Savage.
Who's that?
No. Yeah, he's the guy from.
You think of Fred Savage?
No.
From Wonder Years.
People are yelling at their podcast device right now because we all know who it is. It's. Come on. He's from that show. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. Yes. No, there's a show. There's a show where they look at the science and they say, you know, this could really happen. I need more wine.
Okay.
Special effects, discovery, Mythbusters. Oh, thank you.
Oh, never.
You know, where they go like. They go and they try and prove some myth that happened.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
Yeah. So Adam Savage. No, anyway.
So Jeff Savage was I met him when I was 14. And
married him.
Dated him on and off all through high school. He was my first love and ended up marrying him. And that, remember, I kept his last name because it was good marketing for dating. Tina Savage.
So how long did you keep that? All the way until your second marriage?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Now, if I recall... when you got your divorce, the judge says, you don't want your name back?
Yeah. And I go, no, that's a great last name. And that was the story about how the name tag, remember the name tag when I volunteered at some nonprofit event and somebody had written the name very up and down. And the guy looked at it and he goes, tuna sausage? And so my friends longest time called me tuna sausage.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so that was my first love. Yeah, yeah. And I just wanted to get out of the house.
I understand.
Yeah.
We got just now a 33,333 sat boost from the Dirty Jersey Whore.
Oh.
Who suggests, how about popping their cork or popping them in the cork or mouth-hitting alternative phrases?
Popping them in the cork.
I like that. Did you pop those people
live?
In the cork?
We're not live.
No, we're not
live.
We got to do that.
We got to have.
You want to do live?
Yeah.
We can't
have a troll room, though. We got to have like a.
A tasting room. Hello.
Oh, you are so smart.
That's why I'm only your producer. Gosh. One day, maybe I'll be a co-host if I'm lucky. I'll get to move up to the big chair.
Maybe someday you'll get paid.
Oh, no, I doubt it.
Okay, last question.
Last question, all right.
Tell me about your first job.
Your very first job. Full-time or just what I
There's
did?
There's no stipulation, your first job. I know you've done a million things.
I have.
You're like, oh, yeah, I was in the roses business. Yeah. And then I worked as a waiter. And then I parked cars. And then I changed tires. And then
I did. I don't think it was my... It might have been one of my first jobs was pulling Volkswagen Beetle engines out and then helping repair them and then putting them back in. I could take one out by myself in about 20 minutes.
Oh.
Putting it back in? No. It takes more, and there's a whole bunch of things that have to happen to make that work.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the first job that I really remember as a job was stacking wood at the gas station. So they had these big orange bags, which are probably about 3.5-4 feet high, and you pack mahogany wood in there. There were different kinds, and it was, you know, firewood. And then you'd have to grab the top of the bag with your hands like that. So here, these aren't my knuckles. What are these called? These, this part here.
Your fingers?
Well, so between your knuckle and your fingernail, there's another joint here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those were completely stripped because of the plastic. And you have to lift it and then hand it off to someone or lift it above your head. And I was all of, 14, 15. It was great money. And
hard work.
I was so tired, but I was so proud because the money was incredible. And I was hanging out with a whole bunch of dudes, and I could hang with them. I could at least keep up, and I could at least lift that shit above my head.
Cool.
That was really one of my first jobs. Nice. And I was happy about it, and it felt good. And
nice.
And we were all afraid of the boss. It was a dick.
Yeah.
Scary stuff. Yeah. So it was a very, Tom Sawyerish type of time.
You've had so many jobs, and you have a lot of experience in a lot of things. I don't give you enough credit for it because I'm always like, he can't do that, and you can.
Well, give us an example, Tina.
Like rewiring the lamp.
Oh,
your lamp, your decor. Oh, I mean, girl. your fan, oh, and I'm like,
girl, I can do these things
sister
so quick,
girl. Sister girl,
I don't know where that came from. Sister girl, give me some more wine.
Listen, if I'm your sister, we got some problems here, dude. Girl,
how about your first job? Hello.
My first job was I worked in a sub shop. I wasn't even old. You want more wine?
Yeah, I'll have a little bit.
I wasn't even old enough to work in the sub shop, but they hired me anyway.
Because you were cute, no doubt.
I don't know about that. I was probably okay. But anyway, so I had to work by myself.
You got to go easy on those pores. That's pretty big.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Drink it up, dude.
All right, sister girl.
Sister girl.
That's the title of the show.
Sister girl. Anyway, so I worked at the sandwich shop, and I had to work by myself. So at night, you had to mop the floors. And so one day I was there, and I went downstairs in the basement, and they had a bucket. They had a bucket there, and it was full of water from the night before. Mm-hmm. And I went to pour the water out of the bucket, and a mouse was in the water. And I screamed, ran out of the restaurant. Nobody was there, and it was still open. And ran next door to the theater. There was a theater, and asked the guy to come. And
Like the usher to come and help
me. The owner of the theater. It was in downtown Hammond. Aww. Yeah.
Well,
I got harassed there too. These hoodlums came in and
I'll bet.
Said I didn't give them their pack of cigarettes, and they were kind of rude to me. But that was my first job.
Did you give them another pack of cigarettes just
to
get them out?
I was scared, but it was food service, but never again. No.
Now you're packing 9mm.
Now I'm a podcast professional.
Well, you do have a producer, so I guess so.
Yeah, and he's damn cute, too.
Oh! Hey, darling.
Yes, baby.
I hope people boost us.
Boost? And wish me happy birthday.
Yes, everybody. She really, really needs to hear that.
Hey, baby, I love you.
And I love you, my darling. Happy birthday in advance, baby.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week, everybody. CurryandTheKeeper.com.
No, 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. NewPodcastApps.com.
She can keep him. Everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Bird.